Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Yeah, I hope y'all had a great last week and weekend. I'll tell you what, we took Sunday Family Fun Day to a whole new level by putting it into Sunday Family Fun Week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Sabina, we parked a trailer up there by the river there, Checo River, up on Redwood Bar, and we had it there for a week, and her daughter Margaret and her boyfriend Mario came and joined us, and we had some camping going on there, and good times. Then my daughter Mariah and her boyfriend Jackson, of course, the little prince, showed up, and they all came out, and we had some fun there, and then we had a big surprise. We came back like on Thursday, and my sister and her boyfriend Bruce came into town here, and they surprised us. They were cruising around Oregon on his motorcycle, so very cool. So my sister Kathy was here, and my daughter got to see her Aunt Kathy, and the little prince got to see his great aunt and Uncle Bruce, and it was good times. And so that we did that all on Sunday, Family Fun Day. So it was a family fun-filled week, and yeah, good times. Feeling good about that. So, like a reminder, everybody, you know, get together with your family and friends as often as you can, because you never know when they're going to be around. And hey, always have a good time when you're together, and it's always a good thing to do, and it's, hey, you feel good afterwards. So there you go. I'm floating on cloud nine, saw my sister and everything. Been a while, so it's all good. So now I'm going to get on with the show, because I'm going to let you know about that stuff. And I tell you, we got some good music going on right here. We got the 101 Bar and Grills doing Thursday's Ladies Night, when you're feeling right. And they got the lion dancing going on. Wednesday and Sundays, they got karaoke. And then, of course, every Monday night is steak special night. That's right. That's at the 101 Bar and Grill. The Catalyst Seafood down there at Newport. It's the home of the world's longest happy hour. That's right. Sunday through Thursday, they have a happy hour that goes from 2 to 6 p.m. Well, we got a couple things going on there. I'm going to get back to them because I didn't necessarily get their schedule, but I've got musicians who have given me their schedule. So as I go through here, I'll get some more Catalyst info for you. But you can always call them for the musical lineup. And we're going to travel over to the Checo Brewing. And we've got coming up, let's see, where are we? That's right, Frankie C on the 13th coming up. On the 14th, it's Rap Brush. On the 15th, it's Lon Goddard. And on the 20th, Frankie C again. And on the 21st, Rap Brush. And then 22nd, Lon Goddard. So that's the next 2 weeks out at the Checo Brewing Music. Let's see, Rivers End Sports Bar, where you got something going on every day of the week. On Monday, they got free pool. On Tuesday, it's Tamale Tuesday and karaoke. There you go. On Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, it's karaoke. Friday, it's DJ night. And Saturday, it's the People's Choice. And then, of course, Sunday. There's some kind of sport going on, because after all, it's a sports bar. That's at the Rivers End Sports Bar. Sebastian's Bar and Grill. We've got Kilkirk at the keyboards, tickling the ivories, Wednesday through Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. That's Sebastian's Bar and Grill. And then moving on into town to the Vista Pub, we've got Burning Guitars coming up here on the 14th. Three Hand Stefan coming up on the 19th. Frankie C on the 21st. And on the 22nd, Cranston Dean. That's happening at the Vista Pub. And the Voodoo Lounge. Thursdays and Saturdays, it's karaoke from 6 to 10 p.m. And if you happen to be in the Grants Pass area, the Laughing Clam up there has music on Fridays from 7 to 10 and on Saturdays from 6 to 9. And their schedule on the 14th is Jen Ambrose Band. On the 15th, Jen Ambrose. On the 21st, MVP. And on the 22nd, Pete Herzog. That's at the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass. And then we swing down to beautiful CC by the Sea in the Inateca, where we have Frankie C playing on the 14th, My Man Do Get Around. And then on the 21st, we got Undercovers. On the 28th, Just Molly Maybe. And on the 29th, Dave Doherty. That's at the Inateca. Let's see, in Seaquake Brewing, we've got Frankie C coming up on the 15th. On the 22nd, we got Caveman Dave. And on the 29th, Steve Berg. That's happening at Seaquake Brewing. Beautiful CC by the Sea. And let me see. Let's see. We got Ray Cornell, the piano man, playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Checo Activity Center. You can catch the piano man, Ray Cornell. Steve Harrington. He plays Kun Thai Restaurant every Wednesday and Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And he is at the Checo Brewery on the 8th. We got Frankie C on the 14th. He's at the Inn of Tekka on the 15th, Sequake, as we got. And Kun Thai, he's there Monday nights, 6 to 8. And then, let's see, Checo Brewery and Vista Pub on the Friday night. So there you go. That's the Frankie C schedule there. Oh, yeah, then we got Chris and Wendy Capitano will be playing, at the 27th and the 28th and the 29th at Oceans 675 at Crescent City. It's the new place down there, the Best Western. And then we've got a new one on the lineup here, my buddy Rap Brush. You guys might remember him quite a few years back. Actually, I'll tell you what, Jurassic Country. Him and Cousin Elmo used to play a little duet, and they called themselves Jurassic Country, and they were the first people to actually, the first band to appear on the cover of the Insider of Southern Oregon when we were just a little paper. They were the first people on there, so it's really great. And he, Rap, is going to be playing at the Kun Thai on Tuesdays, 6 to 9 p.m. So you can catch old Rap there. He's jamming a little guitar action. Always good times. Okay, I believe we got that for that area on the music so far. I gotta say, they got this first ever sanctioned barbecue. Grills Gone Wild. Live music, craft beer, and barbecue. This is coming up September 2nd and 3rd. It's a couple months away. I feel fresh and clean. Remember the Old Spice, there you go. The Old Spice commercial, yeah. Okay, so anyways, Grills Gone Wild, the first ever sanctioned barbecue event going on here. It's going to be happening down at Beachfront Park in Crescent City. That's September 2nd and 3rd, a couple months out. But the reason I want to let you know that is because if you want to enter, if the entry fee is $275 per team and the entry deadline is August 7th, 2017, so you want to make sure and get that in there. The phone number is 707-954-6134, or you can go to jparmer@delnort.org. There you go. Let's see, there's a national qualifier for Kansas City, also lottery drawn for the Jack Daniels Invitation in Lynchburg, Tennessee. So there's a big event going on here. The grand champion wins $3,000, so there you go. Hey, if you think you got what it takes to barbecue, then you better sign up for the Grills Gone Wild. Looking forward to seeing that event, that's for sure. That'd be great. Well, it's time for that plug. Are you ready, lads and lasses? That's right. In about 5 weeks, the Pirates, the 7th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival is going to be happening at the Port of Brookings Harbor on the boardwalk. You know it. You've been there. Dress up in your pirate garb. Get out there and have some fun with us like we do every year. Going on the 7th year, and it's just getting bigger and better. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there. We're going to have some sword fighting, raffles, kid activities, music, beer gardens. And, of course, mermaids. That's right. So make sure and catch the Pirates of the Pacific Festival 2017, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Ha-ha. Hey, coming to Elk Valley Casino. They're having a comedy night coming up this weekend. It'll be Larry Omaha happening there July 15th. It's $10 at the door. The door's open at 7:30 p.m. The show is at 8. It's Larry Omaha Comedy Night at Elk Valley Casino. Let's see, Larry, he is like Omaha is an insightful view on multi-ethnic America, has garnered him numerous TV appearances and places him in great demand. So there you go. This guy's pretty funny and going to be good times at the Elk Valley Casino coming up here July 15th. Time to get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. That's right. They've got some classes coming up on the 15th Saturday. They've got the Living in 5D Part 1. This is happening from 1 to 4 p.m. On Monday, July 17th, they got Messages from the Masters. That's at 2 p.m. And then Saturday, July 22nd, they got the Singing Bowl. And that's going on at 6 p.m. So if you'd like to be interested in these classes, you can sign up at Gypsies, or you can call 317-408-7970 for more information. So stop into Gypsies. All right, we got the Friends of the Unitarian Universalist. They meet every second and fourth Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank Meeting Room. And they've got a topic coming up here on the 23rd. It's a member will explore her odyssey while sharing her life journey. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Marcia Thibodeau at 707-245-6530. 1-800-235. That's the Friends of Unitarian Universalists. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to give this a little public service announcement here. The Community Kitchens, Feeding Those in Need, which is basically, you know, it's not just for those in need. People have to, you know, the donations and stuff are always acceptable there. So if you can go, you can show up one of these places, have a nice little lunch, do a little donate and everything, helps them keep on going. And what you can do on Mondays, it's the second and fourth Mondays. It's the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church Kitchen. Then on Tuesdays, noon to 1, it's the St. Timothy's Episcopal Church Kitchen. Wednesdays, it's at the from noon to 1, it's the Star of Sea Catholic Church Kitchen. On Thursdays, noon to 1, it's the Brookings Presbyterian Church Kitchen. And on Fridays, noon to 1, the Trinity Lutheran Church. And then on Saturdays, noon to 1, and Sundays, noon to 12:30, it's the St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. That's right, nice hot lunch for everybody to have there. Good times meeting people. And like I said, hey, you can show up, have a good lunch, and give a little donation to the fund so they can keep on going. Good organization. That's the Community Kitchen, Feeding Those in Need. Okay, we got pre-K university going on here. The two-week term is from July 10th to the 21st. Classes run from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Breakfast and lunch provided. A registration is required. You can pick up your registration form at the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods or call 707-464-0955. That's Pre-K University. Del Norte Habitat for Humanity Garden Tour is going to be happening here on July 16th. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This annual fundraiser for our local Habitat for Humanity chapter features several venues. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Johnston's Gift Garden Home, Del Norte Office Supply, or the Farmers Markets. They can also be purchased on the day of the tour of the gardens. You are welcome to photograph the gardens, but please leave Fluffy at home. That's right. Don't bring your pets, folks. Please, there's gardening stuff around, and you do the math. That's right. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call Chris Owen at 707-954-5119. That's right. Those are not litter boxes, people. August 3rd through the 6th coming up is the Del Norte County Fair. That's right. This might sound a little bit familiar to you because it's the little fair that could. Always get a laugh out of that. That's right. We are highly flattered here at the little station that could. Let's just put it that way. But now it's coming up here on August 3rd. Let's see. They got Danny Gokey happening on Thursday at 6 p.m. Drew Baldridge and Morgan Wallen are going to be happening on the 4th. There's a CCPRA rodeo going on Saturday on the 5th at 1 p.m. And the Demolition Dirty and Mug Bog Drag Race is happening Sunday, August 6th at 2 p.m. And there you go. That's happening. The little fair that could. The Del Norte County Fair coming up August 3rd through the 6th, 2017. Let's see there. We got a ranger-led programs going on here at Redwood National and State Parks. Ranger-led forest walks every day at 2 p.m. Stout Grove has it going on. The Sign Trailhead located on east end of Howland Hill Road in Jedediah Smith, Redwood State Park. Then you have your junior ranger programs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 5 p.m. One's at the Jedediah Smith Campground, and the other one is at Mill Creek Campground. There's evening campfire programs going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. That's the Jedediah Smith Campground and Mill Creek Campground. And coming soon, they got tide pool programs at the Smith River Kayak Tours. So if you need questions or information, call 707-465-7335. I love it when they put a phone number on there for me. That's good stuff. DNUSD, so that's Del Norte USD, so it's got to be in Del Norte County. So, okay, here we go. It's a Summer Sprout Scouts. I've got a, let's see, Garden Science for Kids. Join us in the garden as they have fun and learn all about growing their own food. That's right, ages preschool through 12 are welcome. It's worms, bugs, plus dirt, plus food equals awesome. There you go. This is sponsored by the DNUSD Seamless Summer. You can contact Jane Morgan at 707-465-1988 at extension 6116. This is happening Monday through Friday, June 19th through August 11th. Breakfast is 9:30 to 10:30 and lunch is at 12:30 to 1:30. So if that made complete sense to you, then great. If it didn't, you better call that phone number because I have to read this again to figure that one out. Hey, I just read them, folks. I don't write them. Hey, you want to help Curry Coast Community Radio, the little station that could keep on rocking? Well, it's real simple. You don't even have to do anything but go to Fred Meyers, for crying out loud. Do like you normally do. Because Fred Meyers is donating $2.5 million a year to get nonprofits in Alaska, Idaho, and Oregon, and Washington, based on where their customers tell them to give. So you can sign up for the Community Rewards Program by linking your Fred Meyer Rewards card to Curry Coast Community Radio at fredmeyer.com/community rewards. You can search for us by our name, Curry Coast Community Radio, or by the nonprofit number 91306. Then every time you shop and use your rewards card, you are helping Curry Coast Community Radio earn a donation. That's right. And you know what? You still earn your reward points, your fuel points, and rebates. Nothing changes there. So, hey, if you don't have a card and you want to help out, then get in there. They're available as well at the Fred's Meyer store. You can get on fredmeyer.com/community rewards. Hey, yeah, you can help the little station that could help, you know, keep us going so we can keep bringing some good shows to you. That's right. And you know what? Hey, if you want to be a volunteer or help in any way or have a show or anything on KCIW, just go to kciw.org and all the info is there. Yeah. The more the merrier. We're having a good time. And hey, if you just happen to be also like involved in producing or editing and stuff like that, behind the scenes stuff, yeah, KCIW, we're getting a little short on those. So if anybody out there, you know, wants to come and volunteer some time and, you know, have fun helping out putting these radio shows together, then just get on kciw.org. There you go. Let your eyes do the walking and go help us out. That's right. Okay, moving right along here. We've got the 25th Southern Oregon Kite Festival coming up here. 25 years of Colors in Motion. Man, been going on for a while here. That's coming up Friday, July 14th. July 15th and the 16th. They've got all kinds of events going on, and it's a free family fun event, free parking, free shuttle. Bring your friends because everything's free. Yeah, that's right. So anyways, good times there out on the kite field there, the 25th Southern Oregon Kite Festival. All right. Okay, and Port of Pines down there in CC by the Sea is doing a welcome back celebration for Chris and Wendy Capitano. They're going to be playing there on July 15th at 8 p.m. That's going to be down to Port of Pines. Hey, we got some fun coming up to the Lucky 7 Casino. That's right, the Remembering Elvis Memorial Concert starring Ryan Pelton. This is coming up July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Talawa Event Center at Lucky 7 Casino. Event tickets are on sale. $35 preferred seating includes $20 in promo play. And then $25 general admission includes $10 in promo play. Let's see. They also just added on. So, hey, this is a twofer because they just added on Ray Sanchez as Buddy Holly. And if you see the picture here of the guy, he looks just like him. It's classic. But, yeah, we've got Elvis and Buddy Holly happening at the Lucky 7 Casino July 21st starting at 7 p.m. So, bam. Well, okay, I'm just going to, you know what? They did this on, yeah, I heard this on the radio the other day, too, and it's like, yes, the Shoe Exchange is out of commission for the month of July, but we'll be back full strength in August and September and all that stuff. But as I said, if you need shoes that bad, you know, you can always call 541-469-9850, and if Linda's around, I'm sure she'll help you out. But everybody got to take a little vacation sometime, by gosh. So there we go. So that's it for the Shoe Exchange this month. Line dancing at the Checo Grange is happening. Ultra Beginners on Tuesdays. This is happening. Yeah, we got Ultra Beginners 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. That's $5 per person per session. Beginners and High Beginners, which in Oregon is a... Might want to rephrase that. Unless they're looking to encourage dancing amongst the high people out there. I don't know, but... 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 for beginners and high beginners, and beginners and low intermediate, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Every week I look at that, and something different comes into the mind, and sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't, so there we go. But that's line dancing at the Checo Greens. Ellensburg Theater, yes, they present Friday night movies going on, and that's at 7:30 p.m. on Friday. I don't know what movie they're playing right now, but she does some classics, and it's $5 general admission and $3 students. Can always call, I'm sure, to find out what the lineup is. And of course, hot butter popcorn for a buck. coming soon, that's right, to the Azalea Park Band Show is the Wild Rivers Music Festival. That's going to be happening Saturday, August 19th. They're going to be having Keith Grinninger, Achilles Wheel, Castletown, Rogue Suspects, Tony Land, and Second Bridge are all going to be playing there. The gates open at noon, and the show starts at 1. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com, the Curry Coast Pilot, Del Norte Office Supply, or at the gate. For more info, go to wildriversmusicfestival.com. This festival is a fundraiser for Stage Lights Musical Arts Community, bringing music education and enrichment to the community. More about Stage Lights, you can go to stagelights.us. Let's see, the Outreach Gospel Mission will be at the Farmers Market in Harbor, Oregon, beginning Friday, June 30th through Saturday, September 16th, with a Pluck a Duck raffle. That's right. Each Friday and Saturday, a themed gift basket with a value of approximately $200 with gift certificates and items relating to that theme will be raffled off. Items and gift certificates are being donated by merchants in Gold Beach and Brookings area. Tickets may be purchased Friday evenings from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 3 at the Farmers Market. Or at the Farmers Market at the Outreach Gospel Mission booth. That's right. Got to read down the page a little bit more. The drawing for the winning tickets will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. The winner not need be present to win. They will be called if not present. Let's see. Winner may either pick up their winning basket at the Farmers Market at the time of the drawing or go to the Outreach Gospel Mission. There's 15701 Highway 101 the following Tuesday with their winning ticket to collect their prize. All right. Let's see. That's it. I got no more. So, hey, you know what? When you're all done listening to this, I'll tell you what. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And when you're done listening to my show, make sure and check out all the other cool shows going on. I mean, there's two different ways you can do this. You can go to kciw.org and listen to like over 300 shows we got on there. You can peruse through and grab whatever you want and listen to, including the Insider Report, any time of the day you want there. Or you can get on, you can also go to kciw.org and look at the schedule for all the shows that are going on 100.7 FM, KCIWLP. That's right. The little station that could has got all kinds of ways you can check us out. And I'd like you to check out some of the shows after this and make sure and check out my Magical Musical History Tour this week. Oh, yeah, got a good one this week. Got the Andrew Sisters going on. So, yeah, loving that one. So make sure to tune into that. And you can always check out the times and everything, as I said, on the schedule on kciw.org. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. And tell your friends all about it. And, tune in next week. And like I said, check out the little station. I'll just get it out here in a minute. My gosh, I had to show it was Monday sometime during the show. Even though I made it to the end, now I'm going to start stumbling all over myself. Now, go ahead, check out 100.7 FM for all kinds of great shows. And we need some help also in the areas. Donations are always welcome. All the above. And so I'm going to stop right now where I still got my tongue intact. And until next week, this is Bruce, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B, Ellis, signing off. Until next time, hey, keep it real and spread the love every chance you get out there. And, hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! There we go. Now we got the bam together. The bam is very important. I was lone bamming, man. I'm sorry. Okay.